A rising star in the Republican Party is revealing that he was the victim of sexual abuse as a child. Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts shocked the political world last year when he won the seat long held by the Senate's liberal lion, the late Ted Kennedy. Now, in his upcoming book, Brown is revealing details about his stormy childhood, which included sexual abuse. Against All Odds will be released on Monday. Brown spoke to 60 Minutes in an interview that will be aired Sunday night about the abuse by a camp counselor.
He said, if you tell anybody, you know, I'll kill you. You know, I will make sure that no one believes you. And that's the biggest thing. When people find people like me at that young, vulnerable age who are basically lost, the thing that they have over you is they make you believe that no one will believe you.
The Boston Globe obtained a preview copy of the book, and national political reporter Mark Arsenault has been going through it. He joins us from Washington with more. Mark, tell us about this incident of sexual abuse in the book.
As Brown described, and as he writes in the book, he stayed at a Christian summer camp in the summer after fourth grade when he was 10 years old. And there he met this counselor who he describes pretty vividly what he looked like, smelled like, although he doesn't identify him. The counselor, he thought, maybe stood a little too close when the kids were getting dressed, but otherwise there weren't a lot of warning signs until Brown wasn't feeling well, went to the camp infirmary. The counselor met him there, followed him into the bathroom, and then sexually assaulted him briefly before Brown was able to scream and run out.
Does the book say whether it happened more than once?
Well, as far as that counselor goes, he never touched Brown again. Brown writes that the counselor did try to maneuver him into situations where they would be alone together, but Brown was always on guard. He also reveals in the book an earlier incident when he was about 8 years old, when a teenage friend who was 13, another boy that he knew from the neighborhood, threatened him with a knife and commanded him to perform a sex act, which Brown refused to do, managed to hit the kid with a rock and run away.
Does Brown reveal in the book the emotional toll the incidents took on him?
He does. I think the way he described it is he felt that there were few people or no one he could trust. And as you heard in the clip, the idea that no one was going to believe you because you're only a kid. And I think from a kid's point of view, the idea that anyone could be a potential threat is something that he took away from that.
We know that victims of sexual abuse often don't speak about it for years, and Brown said he didn't even tell his wife or his mother about these incidents before writing the book. But does he say why he didn't come forward until now?
He doesn't. The book is certainly the parts about his childhood, which is, and growing up and meeting his family. That, probably two-thirds of the book, I think, are the most revealing parts of the book. The last third of it is political. It's sort of a run-through of his political career, which is sort of less introspective, I think, than the early parts of it. But he doesn't reveal that, although the book has a lot of moments where I think are very frank, and I think he probably just decided that if he was going to tell the story of his life, this would be the forum to do it.
Brown also talks about the early parts of his life and his family life. Brown's father was out of the picture for most of it, and his mother remarried twice. And Brown says that those relationships were abusive to him and his mother, physically abusive, including an incident that happened when his mother was pregnant.
Well, according to Brown and the way he writes it, his mother was in the hospital about to deliver Brown's sister when Brown was 6 or 7 years old. And he was assigned to wake up his stepfather and get him up and so they could go to the hospital. And the stepfather, according to Brown, was either drunk or hungover or a combination of both, and Brown was unable to wake him up. But after a lot of pushing and prodding and shaking, he did manage to get him up, and he woke up certainly in a pretty bad mood, and the first thing he did was smack Brown for waking him up and then slapped him around a bit. Just like in the other incident we spoke about earlier, stepfather threatened him, if you ever tell your mother about this, I'll kill you.
What did you think about the book?
It is certainly a revealing portrait of his early life. He was, I think he seemed to pretty frankly disclose a life of a small town juvenile delinquent in the making, shoplifting, food from a grocery store because the family didn't have a lot of money, and he found himself hungry a lot, so he would steal food from the grocery store, slipping packs of meat into his overalls. There was an incident that we already knew about where he was arrested for stealing record albums from an album store, and he does kind of get into that as well.
So it sounds like he had a pretty tough life. How do you see that these revelations and the impact of this book through a political lens? Because he's up for re-election in 2012.
Yeah, well, certainly I don't think it won't hurt him in Massachusetts. I think there are lots of people who have had similar upbringings and have seen abuse, who have seen, as a child, have recollections of a father or stepfather being abusive to a woman in the house or to themselves. And so politically, it's certainly not going to hurt Brown. Of course, he's got pretty good favorability numbers, according to polling. But in Massachusetts, there are a lot of Democrats. And as he knows, yep, no Republican seat is ever safe.
He also has a lot of money in the bank, about $7 million in his campaign fund. And he says he wants to raise $25 million for this election coming up. Do you think this book tour will help him with fundraising?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're going to be on 60 Minutes and you're on, you've got yourself on the front page of a lot of newspapers, publicity certainly sells books.
Well, Brown wraps up his book by saying that he wouldn't change anything that happened to him because the sum of those experiences make him the person he is.
He, in fact, opens the book and closes the book with that same theme, which is that his life, as he describes it, was be like an intricate spider web, carefully crafted and put together by all these experiences. And if any one of them was to be cut or removed or changed or undone, the entire assembly would fall apart. And that's a theme that he hits several times in the book. He's trying to make this as an inspirational story, and he wants people who have had hard times to realize that those are things you don't want to undo. Those are things you want to learn from and build off.
Mark Arsenault is national political reporter for the Boston Globe, talking about revelations of sexual abuse in Senator Scott Brown's upcoming book, Against All Odds. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Monica.